go over in our Bibles today to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. And we're going to drop down to verse 18. In Genesis chapter 5, dropping down to verse 18, we'll read through verse 24. Genesis chapter 5, beginning in verse 18. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch walked with God. I want to bring you a message this morning on how to walk with God. How to walk with God. Enoch was a great man of God. We know that. He walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Very special man in the Scriptures. We'll see more about that as we go through the message today. But the first thing we need to understand, if we are going to walk with God, is that God is a personal God, and he is capable of walking with. God is a personal God, and he is capable of walking with. If you go back to the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, you notice that when God created man, verse 8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden." Now the cool of the day can be either morning or it can be either evening. In the context here, it appears to be this was probably the evening part of the day when it began to cool. The Lord was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid themselves. Why? Because they had partaken of the forbidden fruit. But it was customary with God to walk with them in the garden. He is a personal God. Throughout the Bible, there are personal pronouns that are used to describe our God. There are personal names that are given that indicate his ability to walk with us. There's the term Jehovah, God's personal name, the name of Jesus, Jehovah, and it is hyphenated with other words in the Hebrew. We have, first of all, Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide, in Genesis 22, verse 14. Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord that healeth, in Exodus 15, verse 26. Jehovah Nisi, which means the Lord our banner, in Exodus 17, verses 8 through 15. Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord our peace, in Judges 6:24. Jehovah Ra, which means the Lord my shepherd, in Psalm 23:1. Jehovah Tiskanu, which means the Lord our righteousness, in Jeremiah 23 and verse 6. And then Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord is present. The Lord is present. The Lord is there. Ezekiel 48:35. And if you'll turn to the book of John, chapter 14, many other passages of Scripture give us the personality of our God and how he is able to walk with us, to walk with us on a day-to-day basis. Look in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 21. Here Jesus said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. God's word is very clear that God is capable of walking with us and that he wants to walk with us. There are many scriptures that we could look at. He wants to have a daily walk with us. Now, this passage here in John chapter 14, verse 21, brings us to the next point in how to walk with God. First of all, we have to understand that God wants to walk with us, that God is a personal God, and he is able and capable of walking with us each and every day of our lives. But we realize from this passage of Scripture, he that keepeth my commandments, hath my commandments, the Word of God, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And we realize that we must walk in his law. We must try to live according to his word and try to do right. Now, this is taught over and over in the Bible. I was amazed at the many passages in the Bible that talk about God walking with us. It's over and over in the Bible. But in all of the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, this is taught over and over. This thing of we must walk according to his word is taught over and over if we want our God to walk with us. Look in Exodus. We're going to run through several scriptures here. In the book of Exodus, chapter 18 and verse 20. Exodus 18 and verse 20. The book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse 20. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. This was Moses' father-in-law giving some advice to Moses, and it was very good advice. He said, they must walk, and the work that they must do. And as we go through the scriptures, we'll see that this is a must if we want our God to walk with us each day. Look in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18. Leviticus, chapter 18. We'll move through some of the scriptures. We don't have time to look at all of them, but we will go through some of the scriptures, the many scriptures that teach this thing of we must live according to his word and try to do right if we want God to walk with us through the days of our life. Leviticus chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. 3 through 4 here. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments, and keep mine ordinances, to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. And remember, this was written to Israel, yes, but the Bible says that the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning and our admonition. Those of us who live in this New Testament period, we are to take the Old Testament as an example for us and how we are to live as God used the children of Israel, not only to bring the Messiah and the Savior, but also to set an example for us of how God wants us to live so that we can have God's blessings on our life. And we can have our God walk with us and manifest himself to us in a very special way. Leviticus chapter 20 now, and verses 22 and 23. Look in chapter 20, verses 22 and 23. Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. And ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. I abhorred them. Why? Because they didn't do what he said to do. We can't have God walk with us if we are not willing to do what he said to do. Look at verse of the chapter. Now we'll go to chapter 26. Chapter 26 and look at verses 3 through 12 here. We'll read these verses because they're important. It says all the Bible is important, but especially in the context of what we're studying today. If you walk in my statutes, verse 3, and keep my commandments and do them, then will I give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely, and I will give peace in the land. And ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I have respect unto you, and make you, for I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, my dwelling place among you. And my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. God promised that if we would do what He said to do, He would walk with us. Look in Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Many Christians today say, oh, I walk with God. Really? Really? We need to look at this more closely. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 22. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, and to cleave unto Him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Look back to chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 12. Through verse 12 and 13 here. Now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require? It's not an option. It's a requirement of thee. But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Look in chapter 29 of Deuteronomy. Chapter 29 and verse 18. Chapter 29, verse 18. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. And it come to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace. I know what I'm doing. You don't have to tell me how to live. I know what I do. God and me got something going. You ever hear that attitude? Well, here it is in the Scripture. That he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart to add drunkenness to thirst. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. And so he's not going to walk with us if we're not willing. We say, I'm going to do my thing. I know what you say, Pastor, and I know what other preachers say about how we ought to walk and how we ought to live. But after all, we live in the 2000s, and after all, we live today, and culture and things have changed, Pastor. And, you know, listen, if you want your God to walk with you, you will walk according to His Word, not according to culture. You will walk according to His Word. It's taught over and over again. Look in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Shall be lightly esteemed. We either do it God's way, or we fail to have His esteem and honor in our lives. Psalm 101. We've got to move on here because we're going to get to this, how to walk with God. But this is the first and very important point, and that is that we must walk according to His Word. Look in Psalm 101. Psalm 101. The only thing you can have going with God that will go with Him is to walk according to His Word. Psalm 101, let's read this psalm. It says, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto Thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt Thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. You can't expect God to walk with you if you're going to watch things on TV that you ought not to watch, that are anti-Bible. No wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. I'm not going to fellowship with those who don't do right. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Sometimes parents will take in wayward children, and it would be better for them to stand up for what's right, take a stand and do what's right, if they want the power of God in their lives and the ability to have their prayers answered to overcome the difficulties with those children. Well, that's mighty quiet in here when I got on that line. Amen, preacher. We need the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Sometimes we harbor those who do evil instead of standing for what's right and doing what's right. And then we expect our God to walk with us and to hear our prayers. Isn't taught in this Bible that that will happen. Go to the book of Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. We don't have time to read all of this, but it says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searcheth for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Verse 10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go in unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. In that second chapter, he's just basically saying that you need to listen to the Word of God if you want to walk in the right way and have the blessing of God in your life. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Solomon, here in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, he warned our young people. He said, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart." Yeah, that's, you know what that's saying? I'm going to sow my wild oats. I've heard so many young people say that. I'm going to sow my wild oats, and then after I've had that fun and that opportunity, then I'll get serious about life and the way I ought to live. Well, that's what he's saying here. Let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. God says, you do your own thing, but you're going to reap. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And you're not going to have the blessing of God in your life. And it just may well be when you're trying to sow your wild oats that what you will reap from those wild oats, what oats will come, is going to scar and mar your life for the rest of your life. And you will regret it over and over and over and over again. Isaiah chapter 50. Verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 50, verses 10 and 11. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 10 and 11. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. You see, the Bible tells us if we want to walk in our own light, I'm going to do it my own way. I'm going to do my own thing. Then God says, well, then go ahead and walk in the light of your fire. And you'll find it will bring you sorrow. It will bring you disgrace. Walk in my light, that's what God says, in the light of my countenance. And you'll find blessing. You'll find great things. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, very sober verse, says, can two walk together except they be agreed? You can't expect God to walk with you if you won't do what He said to do. Oh, you can say, God and me, we got something going. You can say that all you want. But He's not going to walk with you if you don't do what He's got going. What He said to do. And how He said to live your life. You have to do it God's way. Romans chapter 6, let's move over to the New Testament. I can see right now that I'm not going to be able to finish this message. I'm only halfway through in my notes, the first page, and I got a lot of stuff here. So this one's going to two messages. Next Sunday, Lord willing, I'll give you part two of how to walk with God. I can see I can't make it. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We have all been baptized into the life of Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit. We, at the moment we received Christ, Ephesians chapter 1, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and as a result of that, we are to walk in newness of life. And our water baptism is only a public testimony of what has already happened in our life, how that we believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, and we are committing ourselves to walk in such a way that glorifies Him and brings glory to His name. And the Bible tells us here that this new life we have in Christ, we are to be a different person, and we are to walk with our God. Romans chapter 13. Chapter 13, and we'll go down to verses 13 and 14. Romans chapter 13. Let us walk honestly and in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Tonight, Lord willing, I'm going to be preaching a message on this topic of the war, being a good soldier and a warrior for Christ. And one thing that we don't realize as Christians is the war that we are facing. If you'd ask the average Christian who our enemy is, the number one answer will be the devil. And that's true. He's our arch enemy. But do you realize that you have several more enemies that are after you as a Christian to keep you from being all that God wants you to be? Tonight we'll, Lord willing, preach about that. The Bible here tells us to make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. This is quite clear. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. God made it pretty clear. If we want Him to walk with us, we're going to have to do what He said to do. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the, what does it say? Enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who, what do? They mind earthly things. If you as a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christian, saved person, born again, you have eternal life, you cannot lose your salvation. You've been birthed into the family of God because you come to see that you were a sinner in need of a Savior, and the only way to free yourself from your sin was to put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, who bore your sin upon the cross. He died, He was buried, and He rose again. And you came to that place in your life where you asked Him to forgive you of your sin and to be your Savior. You accepted Him as your Lord and Savior. And if you think you can mind earthly things, you can get involved in the world and the things that God says are wrong and have God's favor in your life, you're wrong. You can't. You're not going to ever experience this thing that Enoch experienced of having his God walk with him. You're never going to experience that as a believer. How sad that many believers do not experience this reality of their God walking with them. each and every day. Philippians chapter 3, here he warns us that if we don't walk the way that we should walk, we are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Oh, boy. This is something. We need to hurry on here. God is not going to walk with you if you are walking contrary to His Word. Period. Don't make any excuses. There are no excuses. If you walk contrary to His Word, He's not going to be there. The Bible tells us to walk worthy. Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called. Colossians 1:10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:12, that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. And then Revelation 3:4, thou hast a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Then go to Hebrews chapter 10. We'll just look at a few passages here and we'll conclude today and we'll pick up on how to walk with God next Sunday. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You know why many Christians don't have their God to walk with them? Because they don't fear their God. They don't fear him. That as they start their day, the criteria for living their day is not the Word of God. It isn't what the Bible says. It's what I want to do. It's the way I want to live my life. And many Christians have the attitude, don't tell me how to live. It's all right for you, preacher. It's all right for you, but don't tell me how I should live my life. I'll live it the way I please. Well, if you take that attitude, it's just what's said here. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. When we have no thought and no desire to live by the Word of God, we do just what is said here. We trod underfoot the blood of the covenant, enemies of the cross of Christ. It's a serious thing for the believer. Look in James chapter 4 and verse 4. James chapter 4 and verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Don't you know this, he says? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Enemy of God. Look in 1 John chapter 2. We'll finish with these in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Look back to chapter 1, verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him, oh yeah, I walk with God, really. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His Word is not in us. Jump down there to chapter 2 and verse 6. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. And so these are the two things we want to get today. Next week we'll look in more detail on how to walk with God. But we want to realize that we have a personal God who wants to walk with us. And then, pardon me, we must walk according to His Word if we want Him to walk with us. We must take it seriously. But the way God said we should live our lives, that's the way we should live it. If we want to have this close walk with our Lord, and we want Him to really manifest Himself to us and show Him His great blessings in our life, we must walk with our God. Let's pray. Father,